Hi, Holly.
Hi, Thea. This is it. Ooh. It's just the two of us today.
I know.
It's kind of weird.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Yes, we can.
Just the two of us.
No kidding. And we always like a good Will Smith reference, too, which is my point for that song, not the original. I just go with the sample from the 90s. I love Will Smith.
And see, my gap of music includes the 90s, so I only know it from the original.
All right. Well, so this is kind of like a tarot after dark episode, or what are we calling our bonus stuff? Tarot after
dark?
Divination after dark.
I like the
Then it gives us more flexibility.
The D and the D.
Yeah, and it's also alliteration. Super important.
I mean, I really like the D anyway, but anyway.
Thea, this is not the time.
It is after dark.
5:58 a.m. to me.
It's still dark, though.
That is true. I will not have any light for another hour, so it is divination. But I'm still in the dark.
Still in the dark.
But anyway, so if you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's interesting, Thea and Holly, but no Nyx, we just want to give our love to Nyx, and she's going to kind of have her own statement to like let you guys know what's going on with her a little bit. But she's taking some time away from the podcast to focus on family and just some stuff that's going on with them. So we love you, Nyx, and we hope that that all goes super well, and you know, we'll hold down the fort
as best we can.
As best we can. Exactly. So today, as kind of like a low-key one, we're not answering any questions. We're probably just going to do a card of the day and then talk about my trip to Scotland.
Yes, I am so excited about
I know. And even though we only gave Thea like 10 minutes to talk about her wedding, we're going to do probably 25 minutes about Scotland.
That's totally fine. I don't want to talk about my own wedding for 25 minutes, so it's totally fine. People can watch my wedding in 25 minutes if they really want to.
Yeah, that's true. The live stream was 25 beautiful, confusing minutes of people speaking in Korean.
With a song, you know, in there.
Wonderful.
Once or twice. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple good
and
songs.
A kissing game.
A lot of a kissing game that was so confusing and adorable. And then a lot of everyone on the live stream noticing your dress attendant fixing your dress. And being like, Korea, wow, that woman is really good at her job.
Yeah, Korea is very extra. We paid her a lot of money to do that. So. She got paid very well.
And your dress looked great at every single moment.
You.
So it totally worked.
Thank you. It was totally worth it.
Do you want to pull the card of the day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I should since I'm the one shuffling over here. So I'm going to use Lion Strider today. And I told Holly that I grabbed it just because I was lazy and it was out. So no specific reason. Because I think it's more like a summer deck.
Yeah, I think it's more of a summer deck too. But sometimes just grabbing something because it's out still means that you were called to it if you want to sound fancy.
Yes, yes, it's true. Oh, I got the Empress today.
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about the Empress. I like that a lot.
This card on Line Starter is one of my favorites because, I mean, she's half naked anyway, and she's got her nipple watch from NYX. So I think maybe that's a calling for her. But she has like this beautiful snow tiger, and she's just gorgeous. So the Empress, I think, is always a
good
sign.
And also, the Empress is such a good like nurturing and creative pursuits card also. Like it's already within us sort of thing. So any anxiety we have about, you know, doing the podcast for a couple months without Nyx is like a little bit alleviated with the idea that we already have the ability to do it like inside of us. So it's just about nurturing that creativity.
Yes. I mean, so much nurturing and so much growth and possibility within this card. So I really enjoy pulling that today. That's so sweet. Oh,
yeah. Is the Line Strider Empress pregnant?
No, you can't really tell because like there's a veil that's kind of going between her breasts.
Oh, okay.
And then the snow leopard is kind of covering the lower half of her.
Okay. That's probably intentional because it's so expected to have a pregnant empress that if you don't want your empress to be visibly pregnant, you have to block it. Like sitcoms.
Yes. 90 sitcoms with the shopping bags.
Yeah, exactly. Always standing behind a couch. You're like, we know you're pregnant, Courtney Cox.
I know. Oh, well, I think that's a good really like lead way in because I think the Empress is a lot about like self-care, and you went to Scotland and experienced lots of like Empressy sorts of stuff. Experienced?
Yeah.
Experience, or did I say expressed? Anyway, whatever I said.
Well, kind of both. So it was a little bit of a different trip than I expected it to be because it was not just me and Nathan. We had our friend Eric with us. So it ended up, there ended up being a lot more moments where I was like, okay, I think I could probably ditch these guys. So I did.
Yeah, good.
That's part of my self-care. I mean, I didn't start doing that until after I'd fallen down a flight of stairs in a medieval castle and broke my phone. But after that point, I felt like something kind of got knocked loose. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, if I want to not have this be the only thing I remember about this trip, I better get to expressing myself.
It was kind of like that anachronistic. Is that the right word? Anachronistic, like, moment where you're, like, in the past and the future at the same time. And you're kind of like, oh, crap, I got to do something to like snap myself out of this complacency.
Like, I have this clarity of mind of like, oh my God, if I fall and make this whole day about me falling, because I was like really sore. I fell down a fucking flight of stone
and
stairs.
And these are medieval stairs. These are not like soft.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I had this moment when I was like starting to get like, you know, that like hot, flustered cry thing that happens when you're embarrassed where you're like, oh my God, am I sweating now too? Fantastic.
What orifice am I breathing from? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Am I bleeding? Why am I sweating? Am I crying? I don't know what's happening. Oh my God, my phone's broken. What the hell's going on? But anyway, I had like a moment of clarity where I was like, you know what? Last time I went to Scotland, it was like a really transformational experience for me spiritually. And so that was like a moment where I was like, I need, if I want to have that same experience or if I want to try to, I guess, duplicate the experience of having a lot of thoughtfulness and contemplation time and all that stuff, I need to not have me falling down this like flight of stairs be something that impacts the rest of the trip. And it was like, thankfully, day two. So I didn't have to go more than a couple days without having this experience.
Well, that's good.
Still. And thank God I didn't break anything. But anyway, I had brought like a whole tarot pack with me. Which Nathan teased me about because I had it in my carry-on and then I was like, this is way too heavy. And so I made him carry it in his carry-on.
Oh my gosh. Was it this fancy box that you got from that wedding that you packed everything in?
No, that would have been really extensive. See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, see, that would be too much. Nathan, you're right. It's really heavy if it's in that beautiful white and gold box that I got asked to be a bridesmaid with. But I found this cool first aid kit, this really cute first aid kit from
Oh
Joy at Target. And it has like all of these compartments on the inside. And I'll post a picture of this on Instagram, but it has all these compartments on the inside. And so it was kind of perfect for like four decks. I think I had four decks, a candle, a couple of crystals, some sage and just stuff like that. I think that's it. So it was just kind of like, I liked it because the symbolism of it being a first aid kit and then it's also like a colorful first aid kit filled with spiritual aids. I just love that so much. So, and I'm so extra. So it's
I mean, you're a Taurus. We don't expect anything less from you.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you put it on the in your carry on or did you put it like in your luggage itself? Because I don't know if some of the stuff can go, because I've had people ask me, well, with travel kits, can this go in my carry on? So I wasn't sure how you kind of packed it.
Well, so the last couple of times I've traveled, I've put it in my carry-on and it's gotten like additional screening for sure.
Okay.
Like I've had to be sort of, they've had to like kind of take it out and look at it.
Okay.
In this case, that didn't happen. I think maybe it's because in the past I've put it in like a big bag almost. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit more loose.
Okay.
And organized this way just made it look more like
professional.
Books or something.
Okay, books. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I put it in my carry-on mostly because I just get worried that if it's in my checked baggage that things will get lost more easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was something that I considered when deciding which decks to bring. Like, what deck would I be okay with having be destroyed?
Right, right.
And I actually ended up not even really choosing decks based on that because you know that I can't go anywhere without Compendium of Constellations. So obviously I brought that. Even though I'd be just like completely distraught if it was destroyed.
Yeah. But I think like the whole time I remember like just following this on Instagram where you had used the Wildwood Tarot like 90% of the time, I feel. At least like on
social
media. That's
the only one that I actually ended up pulling out. Yeah. Well, and honestly, that's the only one that I pulled out, period. It was so weird. I brought Compendium of Constellations, Antique Anatomy, Druidcraft and Wildwood, because originally we were going to do, and we probably still will at some point, but originally we were going to do a battle royale between Wildwood and Druidcraft. And so I wanted to work with both while I was gone and kind of get a sense of, like, you know, how I truly felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the whole time I was there, I only wanted to use Wildwood.
That's really interesting.
I would pull out Druidcraft. Yeah, it was so weird because I've always really been a Druidcraft, like, stan, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
always
really love that deck. And I still do love it, but I always was way less interested in the Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the one that I kept pulling out. And it's so beautiful. So
yeah.
I'm so glad that I brought it and didn't think, like, oh, well, you know, if I'm bringing something with Celtic imagery, I might as well just bring the one that I already know I love.
Right.
I'm kind of glad that I pushed myself to get to know a new deck because I had some really, really incredible mm-hmm. readings
yeah.
with the Wildwood Tarot.
And it was stunning against, like, when you would do, I guess, the card of the day and against, like, the backdrop of the cottage you were staying at, or against
yeah.
you know, the castle wall that you took a picture of while you were there.
That was a garden wall.
Oh, okay, garden
that
wall.
That was just at our place. Yeah, I realized, like, one of the reasons that I think really old places really appeal to me is because the texture is so different.
Yeah.
Like, I live in a 1980s subdivision in Southern California. Everything is kind of the same texture. Like, mm-hmm. we have grass and we have stucco and that's it. But I felt like it, even in our place, just our little, like, Airbnb in Scotland, which was incredible, by the way. If you're planning on going to the Highlands, DM me. I will give you the name of this place. It was like heaven on earth. But everything is so textured because it's like there's rocks, there's moss, there's grass, there's trees, there's leaves on the ground, there's, like, wood. It was just, like, so much more dynamic than a more sterile Southern California
mm-hmm.
existence.
Yeah.
So that also really fed my soul because it just feels so good to remember that, like, our problems are pretty temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they're just, like, interpersonal stuff that's, like, you know, feels so huge.
Right.
It's like there were people having dumb fights with whoever, with their siblings or whatever, like 2,000 years ago in this location.
Right, right. It really, like, adjusts your perspective of stuff, so.
Aww. Yeah, and it's just, like, helpful to remember. Plus, there was, like, a wood-fired hot tub, which I don't know if you've ever used a wood-fired hot
no.
tub. It is so cool.
I love wood hot tubs, so, or wood
yeah.
Like, they have, like, here they'll do, like, the whole spa thing. They do, like, the pine wood sort of, like, sauna experience, but it's, like, where you sit in the, like, your own little personal tub yourself, and
oh,
you smell
cool.
pine for like it's like an hour, and you, like, burn up. It's really ridiculously hot, but I love, like, the natural, like, ness that comes from just kind of being surrounded by that. So I can't
yeah.
imagine, like, a hot tub. Oh, sounds amazing.
Well, and the fire, so the tub itself was, like, wood on the outside and plastic on the inside, but there was a literal fireplace in the tub with, like, a gate surrounding it.
Oh my gosh.
And so we'd have to feed the fire and the fireplace and the, like, chimney.
The exhaust.
See, Southern California, it's such a car culture, is what heats up the water. And it was so cool, except for that. I mean, that was still was a problem where it would get, like, way too hot.
Right.
So they gave you an oar from, like, a rowboat to stir it. It felt so, like, double toil and trouble to be, like, my husband and his best friend sitting in a hot tub and me stirring it with a big paddle.
It's very steampunk sounding. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Very steampunk.
It was so great.
Oh, I love that.
But so that was really awesome. But then we also spent a couple days in London, and that was really, really incredible because my friend Cosmic Creeper on Instagram, and she's, like, probably one of my first and closest Instagram friends on that I met through all the tarot stuff. She gave me a literal map of esoteric bookshops to visit in London.
That is amazing.
And so one of the days we were there, I just full blown said to the guys, like, they wanted to go to this whiskey store. And I was like, okay, go to the whiskey store. I'm going to go to some bookshops. I'll see you in a couple hours. And I just went, I just followed the path of this map and went to, like, five
oh, wow.
really, really cool bookstores. And I've spent probably too much money, but I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm not buying a bunch of whiskey. I'm buying things that are, like, really meaningful to me. So I got a tote bag of this one bookstore that I just fell in love with. It was, like, two stories. There was a tarot class going on in the basement behind some closed doors so I could hear it.
Oh.
And I just was feeling, like, so much good vibe. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this is so wonderful. So I got a tote bag there and then also a card that had a depiction of Gaia on it.
Oh.
Who's not, like, She's not a goddess that I've worked with, but my, like, I think I've mentioned before, my dad's family is Greek. And mm-hmm. so a lot of the times if there's like Greek mythology or Greek pantheon stuff, I'm really drawn to that. And so I got that bookmark or that card. And then when I got home, I was like, why did I get this? And my sister was like, well, our friend Annalise is pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, this Gaia looks just like Annalise.
Oh my gosh.
And so I wrote Annalise a little card and said, like, this is for you, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that her baby, because her baby name is a secret.
Oh.
I hope, Annalise, if you're listening to this, just know that we only have like 15 listeners, so it's okay. You don't need to worry about me spilling the beans. But they were trying to find a good name that was the same in Spanish and in English because her husband's parents don't speak English very well. And okay. they just want to make sure that it's not like it's something that would be good in both languages.
Right.
And so when I was looking at the word Gaia, my sister was like, I wonder if Gaia would be Annalise's baby's name.
Oh.
So that's our newest theory, because she only said that they wanted something that was good in Spanish and English and it had to do with the earth.
Right. Oh. That's like. It's creepy, spooky.
Yeah. So there are a couple, like Tierra would be one, but mm-hmm. in slang and Spanish slang, Tierra is more like dirt than mm-hmm. earth. And yeah. so that like doesn't really make a lot of sense. But anyway, so
good theory.
That developed a theory. It's a theory. Yeah, exactly. And then I went to a couple of other places and just got some random stuff. But the biggest haul that I got was at Atlantis Books, which is a really, really old bookshop in London. Like, I think they've been there since maybe the 1830s,
oh, wow.
like a really long time. So they've been a center for a lot of esoteric development, if you want to call it that,
Ooh.
Where like there were a lot of people who have been through that shop and used it as a resource and blah, 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 blah. And so I went in kind of looking for a deck that maybe it would be harder for me to get in the U.S. And I was looking at all of these really stunning decks and I've mm-hmm. got a book and all this stuff. But then I found the Luna Sol Tarot, which I have been so into. It's by Liminal 11 on Instagram. I've been super into it since I first saw it because the colors are kind of pastel. It's mm-hmm. sort of like similar colorways to the Unicorn Tarot.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but too, when I saw it.
Yeah, so I think that they would probably work really well together, but it's incredible because the amount of beautiful diversity of human bodies and backgrounds and also just like the details in the deck mm-hmm. are just so cool. And so I really, really wanted it, but like we were talking about before we started recording, as an American, I found the shipping really absurd because it was like a 20-pound deck and £20 for shipping. So when I was telling Thea this before we started recording, she's like, okay.
Like, yeah, that's pretty typical for what I find. So,
yeah, exactly.
For any kind of indie deck, it's pretty typical.
So, but as a Californian, I'm like, shipping should be $10.
It's like, she's like, I'm used to Amazon. It's $5 or, yeah, you know, exactly. $75 for the year.
Exactly. So I ended up getting it, and I'm so happy that I did because I've used it a couple times since then. Like, one of the first draws that I did, though, was on the second to last day of vacation, and I was like, what's my relationship with this deck going to be like? And I got the Three of Swords and the Lovers, and
oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
Okay, so I'm not going to read too much into this, but, like, I'm going to also try really hard to stay on the same page with Nathan and, like, not let my emotions get the best of me because, you know, like, that, like, when a vacation's almost over, it's
right.
so easy to slip into, like, mm-hmm. like I'm so sick of this sort of
yeah.
mood.
Yeah.
So I was like really cognizant to not. So I think it didn't even really tell me what my relationship with it was going to be like, and just was
just
more
like danger.
Girl, you
danger.
Need to know this.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you need to be aware.
This is happening.
But in the
yeah.
Yeah, but in the box, there was an ad for the Modern Witch Tarot deck, which you've probably seen an image from this on Instagram.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
the
yes,
wizard,
yes.
Or the wizard.
The magician,
oh my God.
Yes.
The magician.
The wizard.
The magician is like a really
yeah.
like cool looking black girl mm-hmm. with two like buns on her head. And then the fool is somebody listening to music on their iPod
mm-hmm.
or not iPod. How old am I? Jesus Christ. On their phone.
Yes. Their iPod.
And I didn't realize that that was an actual deck. I thought it was just kind of like fan art, but apparently
she started it. Oh, it's being released when?
Yeah, there's a release date on this ad of autumn of 2019.
Oh, wow.
So, well, that's like pretty
I know
soon.
She started it on Tumblr. Like, I think she just like drew the magician one day or something, because I'd been looking at that deck. I was like, ooh, this is gorgeous. Like, magician, I need this. And I
yeah.
guess at first they had started like not to make the deck, like it wasn't going to be a deck. But I think, I guess, because
somebody
more
must
popular,
have talked her into it.
And so yeah. It's like kind of like, well, I guess I'll do it now. So
yeah. So there, I mean, it's officially going to be published.
Wow.
Because it's right here. So it has an ISBN number and everything.
Oh, wow.
Listed. So I'm excited.
That
I can't
exciting.
Wait until autumn to get this deck. And I'm so glad that I got this. But the other deck that she talked me into, because I was like just in a zone, is something that I will not be using. And so I'm going to send it to you, Thea,
aww.
Because I think that it's probably maybe a little bit more your style, or because you're going to be teaching tarot to children.
That's, yeah, I was thinking about teaching it with kids and stuff.
Yeah, the Happy Tarot would be way appropriate for that.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit anime-like, mm-hmm. like if they're cute little tiny toddler looking people.
It reminded me of Candyland characters. Like,
yeah.
Candy
oh my
Land.
God. That's such a better comparison. You're totally right. That is dead on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a low Scarabeo. Scarabeo?
I Scarabeo. Low Scarabeo.
That's not even right.
It's
we're
not.
Still missing a syllable. But anyway,
we apologize to the publishing company. Please send us free decks.
Yeah, seriously. Or just all Italians. I apologize to all Italians who are listening to us butcher that word. But anyway, so it was a really awesome trip. It was probably different from what I was expecting, but I feel like I learned a lot about myself, and some of the tarot readings that I did were a lot about expectations mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it was beautiful. I didn't post a single picture on my personal Facebook or Instagram. So one of my friends was like, I thought you blocked me.
I did notice that you posted so much on Instagram, and then suddenly, like, the last day or something, you posted it, like, in your personal. Was like, oh, there's Holly.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. I don't know why I did that. And I think it's because, like, on my personal Instagram account, normally I would want to do kind of, like, a photo dump each day. But since I didn't on the first day, I felt like there was no way for me to catch up. And so
yeah.
I just posted zero pictures. I'll
so
do
cute.
It eventually.
Yeah.
It's just not like me to not do it at all, but
you're focused on other things is okay.
Exactly. So that was my trip, and thank you for listening to me talk about it. It was
yeah.
really awesome, and I missed
I
you so much.
I know, I missed you too.
I mean, we still talked
we
daily.
We did talk daily, but was it but it was like very strange for me because like I'm usually Korea time and I'm used to Holly being on California time, and then with Holly on, you know, medieval times or castle times, it was very odd. Because she would be there, like, in different times, like, when I would be awake, like, in the afternoon. I'm like, everyone's asleep. Why are you awake, Holly? And then I remember she was in
yeah.
castle times. And then I was like, but then she would be in and out. And I was like, this is not normal. I need her back normal because this is too weird. So
well, because normally we have a lot of time to talk in our afternoons in
right,
California.
Right.
Like, when you wake up, so your mornings, and then when we wake up, you're about to go to sleep. So it's like these two kind of distinct times.
Right.
And me being halfway in between meant that it was like just way more sporadic.
Right. Right. No one was on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. Time zones are hard.
They are so hard.
I do like castle times, though. We should float that to Heaving Bosoms as an alternate time to England times.
England times, yes.
Like, if it's
definitely.
Even older.
Yes, castle times.
Heaving Bosoms is a podcast that I really love about romance novels.
It's
two
adorable.
Girls. It's so cute, and I love it. And if you even have, like, a slight interest in funny ladies or reading or romance novels, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yes, definitely.
And they always say England times, Highlander times, America times, which is like, or no, Western times, which is like the Old West.
I love it.
And it's just such a great way to delineate things because, like, yeah, maybe my favorite genre is like Regency era England, but like, is that really so different from Victorian?
Not terribly different. The costumes are different, but the setup is the same.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. The social mores are pretty similar.
Yes.
So anyway.
I love, yeah, this is a really cute podcast. So yeah,
it's so cute.
Check them out.
But that's our Divination After Dark.
It is.
What are you most excited about for next week?
I don't know yet. I'm just on weird teaching schedules for the next couple of weeks, so my brain is not in any sort of capacity to do any sort of like good thinking
fun stuff.
It's more just like, okay, so this Saturday I have to teach a Christmas lesson, and the next week I have to teach a different lesson, and trying to get prepared for I'm teaching a like Holly kind of alluded to or kind of blurted out. I don't know which one it was, but that I'm teaching a terrible.
You can never tell with me.
It's like, I don't, she kind of like referenced it. Maybe that's a better word for it. but I will be teaching a tarot class on Saturdays starting this kind of winterish time to students like sixth graders and above, like middle school, which is kind of strange because on one hand, like a lot of people are like, well, don't teach kids divination because they're really impressionable and you don't want to like kind of lead them the wrong way. But there's a like a traditional school here where they teach Chinese, and I was requested of me to teach tarot, and it's a little extra money, and I'm like, hey, I like extra money, and I like tarot. So
well, and also there's no reason for anyone, I mean, if a student connects with it, then it can be really helpful and useful right. for them. If they don't connect to it, it's not like you're forcing
yeah,
them
exactly.
to do tarot.
Yeah. And so it's kind of just like introducing them to, you know, to cards, tarot cards, because divination's like a huge thing here. So so it's not like I'm introducing them, like, because my kids, like, they saw my tarot cards one day and they're like, ooh, tarot. So
they already know what it is.
So I don't have to like tell them about it and like lead them down the path of destruction or anything. So
nope, don't let your past sneak into your feelings about this. Yes. It's totally fine it's and totally normal fine, to normal. Teach them that. Don't be like, I don't want to expose them to Satan.
We have a Ouija board and everything. So all of
like,
a sudden,
no, you're fine.
So yeah. So and they already were aware of Harry Potter and stuff, so it's not like they're not
yeah
aware,
and it'll also be so cool. And I feel like if somebody had given me a way to express my emotional needs like in middle school, I mm-hmm. think that would have been really helpful, even if you're not doing it all the time the way that we are as adults. I think that right. like a 14-year-old saying like, I'm feeling really freaked out, why? Mm-hmm. And then pulling, you know, the like tower or mm-hmm. the King of Pentacles or something and being like, oh, I guess the King of Pentacles came out, so I'm just having conflict with my dad and I have to remember that that's all that this is, you
right
know?
Right. So, yeah, so I'm preparing for that because I think it's like a whole semester and it's going to be English with tarot. So that's another kind of component to it. So I have a Korean tarot book that I've been studying a bit and trying to
so you can get the translations,
try to get
right?
good translations and good keywords for the kids. So then kind of like I want to make sure it's communicate, you know, like communicated very simply without being too confusing. So,
yeah,
and intuitive.
That's awesome.
Time,
so. I wish you could record them and send them to me.
Maybe. I'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. So, well, if you're putting together a whole tarot curriculum, you might as well try to sell that.
Yeah,
on.
Exactly. It's true.
Sorry.
It's like, here's a download a PPT so you can teach with it. So that's probably.
Yeah, exactly. It would make so much sense.
It would. So, but yeah, right now it's just making sure everything like is not compatible, but is just put together well, because like my reading this past week was more like prepare now. So. That's
like,
what I'm
okay,
doing. Okay,
I
got
it.
Thank you. I got it like five from three different decks. So thank you all for working together against me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So,
and we'll see how this goes.
I know.
Thanks
I'm
for
excited.
Sticking with us, you
yeah,
guys.
Thanks for sticking with us for our divination after dark.
Yes.
Ooh. I know. See you next time. We love you.
We love you.